With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
They stormed the beaches alongside our allies. Does anyone believe these Rangers would want America to go it alone today? They fought to vanquish a hateful ideology in the 30s and 40s. Does anyone doubt they wouldn't move heaven and earth to vanquish hateful ideologies of today?
President Biden speaking from Point d'Oc, marking his second trip to the Normandy coast during his visit to France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The cliffs of Point d'Oc were scaled by Army Rangers during the invasion. While in France, the president has publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Zelensky for the months-long congressional holdup in American military assistance. America's employers adding 272,000 jobs in May.
Last month's strong job growth reflected the durability of America's consumer-driven economy. With the nation's households continuing their steady spending, many employers have had to keep hiring to meet their customer demand. The Labor Department said the unemployment rate edged up to a still low 4%, up from 3.9%, ending a 27-month streak of unemployment below 4%. That had to match the longest such run since late 1960s.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett with that report. Also at SRNNews.com, despite his conviction by the New York jury, Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 5 points in a new survey of Georgia voters. Bob Agnew with that report.
49% of respondents to a Quinnipiac University poll say they would vote for former President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, while 44% say they would vote for Biden. Independent voters are evenly split, 45% each for Biden and Trump. Trump gains an additional point over Biden in a hypothetical six-candidate race. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks in positive territory, the Dow up 69 points, the Nasdaq adding 26. This is SRNU. One of America's favorite pastors has plans for July.
Greg Laurie says he'll be back at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California for another one-night Harvest Crusade. The pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship will preach the gospel on July 20th at a gathering that will also feature Christian recording artists such as Chris Tomlin and Phil Wickham. Laurie says his goal is to, quote, give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Senate Republicans have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. They argue that the bill is just a political stunt by Democrats in an election year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrats are trying to spotlight issues they believe can help them win the presidency and keep the Senate in November. A similar vote on ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization could come as soon as next week. This is SRN News. Unlike 16 other states that have made binding commitments, Virginia will stop complying with California's stringent electric vehicle mandates at the end of this year. That happens just before California imposes new, tougher standards that will set EV sale requirements, levy steep penalties, and ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035.
Virginia's attorney general said California's newest mandates are not legally binding on the state. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced an end to the government interference.
Celebrate decision freedom. Today we're going to celebrate economic freedom. Today we're going to celebrate being free from California electric vehicle mandates. And today, very simply, we are going to make sure that all Virginians know you get to decide what car you want to drive.
Virginia will instead follow federal emission standards. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.